A devotion based on the Pentecost window of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Pentecost, from the Greek word meaning 50th, referring to the miraculous event that occurred on the 50th day after the resurrection of our Lord, the unique outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate this coming Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. As the Apostle John made so clear in words memorized by us all, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life." It's a beautiful verse which so simply and so clearly speaks of the work of the Holy Trinity, the work in our lives for our salvation. God the Father gave his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sins of the world. All right, one might say, I see where St. John speaks of God the Father, I see where he speaks of God the Son, but where in this verse does he speak of the work of God the Holy Spirit? Well, look carefully at the verse again, especially at its last words, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Were it not, dear friend, for the work of the Holy Spirit, you could not believe in him, in Christ, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. And without the Holy Spirit, you would not believe in Christ. That's why St. Paul says no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ by creating and sustaining faith in Jesus Christ within you, as St. John says of the Spirit, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it unto you. How does the Spirit do it? He does it through his chosen means, through his word, which he inspired to be written for your learning, as St. Paul says, that word which he says will make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That word which, in connection with baptismal water, saves you, St. Mark says, as it connects you, Paul says, to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That word which, in connection with consecrated bread and wine, delivers to you what Christ won for you on the cross, the forgiveness of sins in his body and his blood. That Spirit-generated word which absolves you of your sins. When the pastor absolves you of your sin and preaches that word to you, the pastor who stands in the office of the apostles upon whom the Lord Jesus breathed and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Little wonder, then, that Luther speaks of the Holy Spirit, saying in his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed, which is about the Spirit of God, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he forgives daily and richly all sins to me and all believers." It's this Holy Spirit, who, portrayed in our Pentecost window as a dove, even as he did at the baptism of our Lord, dynamically descended upon the disciples. As is indicated in the faceted glass window, tongues of fire appeared over their heads. The Holy Spirit, who enabled them to proclaim his word in languages they had not learned, but suddenly were able to speak with an eloquence and power that stunned all who heard. A gift which, in one certain sense, is given to seminarians today, but not instantaneously, as it was to the disciples, but gradually, as they plow through their studies of biblical Hebrew and Greek. Note the postures of the disciples that are portrayed in the window, postures depicting the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those within whom he creates faith in Christ, Christ who is their advocate with God the Father. Note the disciple kneeling at the bottom of the window. He has the posture of humble penitence, which can only be worked within us who are proud sinners by the Holy Spirit. The posture of praise in the disciple at the bottom left of the window. praise which would not happen were it not for the work of the Holy Spirit, who enables us indeed to praise God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The posture of prayer, depicted by the disciple immediately above the disciple of praise, prayer which is confident of being heard in even our darkest hours, because we know, as St. Paul says, that when we don't know how to pray as we ought, the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The posture of exhortation, displayed by the disciple in the center of the picture, Peter, powerfully preaching the effectual word of law and gospel on the day of Pentecost. The posture of bold confession, portrayed by the disciple in light blue with a raised right hand. The posture of compassion, exemplified by the disciple in brown at the bottom right of the window, whose hand is extended to the kneeling penitent sinner who is so in need of the kindness of brotherly love. The other disciples, attentive hearers of the word of the Spirit, that word which sustains and empowers them through word and sacraments to be and remain the church of God. A final thought. You can depend upon the indispensable work of the Holy Spirit. It will not fail you. Of this I am certain, St. Paul says, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day when we can again view this meaningful Pentecost window is close at hand. When that day comes, may the word in glass embedded in this window remind you of the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, who prepares you for the great day of the visible appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the lesson embedded in Thursday's devotion. In Jesus' name, Amen.